CARBGUIDE.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. I'll tell you, Wednesdays are becoming jam-packed shows, fast-moving shows, thanks to Elisa Profumo's help. During the first half hour, we're going to have Science for Humans. We're going to talk about Training Ground is here. We'll tell you what that means in just a second. Then, health and traumatic brain injuries in older adults. Is there a connection? Can we tell who's going to have traumatic brain injuries as they get older? Then, how fat becomes lethal even without weight gain. This is an important discussion in today's society. And then lastly, we're going to be rejoined by Anne-Marie Montgomery. We got a lot of questions about Tendo Guard. After the last interview, we will cover all those questions later in the show. But without further ado,
this is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing good, Carl. How about you?
Wonderful. I'm back in the gym, and life is good. When I can train, life is good. I can tell you that.
Nice. And you're getting ready for a trip, too.
Yes. So I leave tomorrow to go to beautiful Billings, Montana, for the once-a-quarter live remote that we do from All-American Pharmaceutical Headquarters. I'm looking forward to being there. And I'm looking forward to meeting in person Angela Gale, who has been a great asset to your company and our relationship with your company. So,
oh, you haven't met her before?
No. I want to take her to lunch, if that's okay with you, because she has been a saint. She's put up with a lot of problems because of my misunderstandings and blah, blah, blah. I mean, she's just a saint. She really is. So I want to take her to lunch.
Yeah, she's moved to the front. Hey, guess where I'm going after work today?
Where?
I'm going to pick up a whole grass bed Montana cow that's been butchered and cut into steaks and everything.
Dude, we were just talking about this weekend. So are you paying by the finished pound or by the on-the-hoof pound?
They actually charge by the, I believe it's the finished pound.
Do you know what you're paying a finished pound?
Yeah, you ready for this?
Go ahead.
$2.89.
What?
Yes.
Oh, that's unbelievable. The cheapest price I can get here is $6.50 a finished pound.
No, this is great. You know, it takes a while to get a cow because, you know, I'll order it and, you know, they got to go find one, and they always find me a nice one that, you know, usually a kid has been raising it, you know, for 4-H or something,
right.
You know, grass-fed, petted and all that. But, man, I turn a lot of it into hamburger because I just like hamburger, but, oh, you know, the rib steaks, the T-bones, the roast, I mean, it is just unbelievable.
Do you have a reach-in or a stand-up freezer?
You know, for this meat, I put it in a stand-up
because
it's a lot of meat. It'll probably last me a couple years.
Right.
Usually you can get about 3 years to frozen meat. But, you know, stand-up, I can organize it all, so it's easy to find.
Easy to get to. Yeah, that's the problem with those reach-in freezers. Everything that's on the bottom, you don't see for a year.
No, I've got one of those, but I use it for, you know, chicken and fish and other. Actually, Lenore just got me a lamb, too, so I got that coming in. So I'm going to be eating good here the next year.
Dude, living the life, man. We just had Tony Freeman on the show the other day. He's a very intelligent bodybuilder. He has been on the keto diet for 10 years. And he does the same thing. I mean, he imports the best beef. He keeps it frozen. He eats it when he needs it. I mean, everybody's getting the message. There's so many of us who are figuring things out that the quality of your food is just as important as the food that it is.
It is. And I've been doing this for years. I mean, I've been buying the beef from this place, nice little packing place up here. But I've never brought a lamb. But, you know, again, grass-fed, and, you know, they make sausages and all the other stuff out of it. So I'm pretty excited about that, too.
Yeah, so let's do this. Angela Gale, I want to take you to lunch, but I want to take you to lunch at your house so we can have some of that lamb.
No kidding, man. We're going to barbecue, boy.
So anyway, you've been working very, very hard and quietly on launching a new line. People are always asking you, hey, what's new at All American Pharmaceutical? What's going on with EFX? So this is the new line, isn't it? Training ground.
It is. You know, the All-American EFX, as it has been known, is coming to an end. You know, that started as a bodybuilding line and, you know, had the reputation as a bodybuilding line, and I love bodybuilding, but, you know, bodybuilding is now associated with, you know, with drugs, pro-hormones, crooks, you know, so it was time to basically retire that and come out with something that is geared toward all athletes. And that's what I've been working on. You know, I always say I'm going to come up with a new word for busy because I wish I was just busy. I'm beyond that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I have been working on this for about, I'm going to say 24 months. So it's been a long haul, you know, getting my patents finished, getting the formulations done. But this line is geared toward athletes of all ages and all levels and all different types because, you know, I've been working with so many athletes, you know, from hockey players to football, you know, basketball,
right,
track, MMA, wrestlers. I mean, so, you know, and most of these sports, Carl, these guys are a little naive when it comes to supplements.
Isn't it,
I mean,
funny, you know, that in the bodybuilding community, they're so intelligent about supplementation and nutrition, and you move to the industries where they make a lot more money. Athletes make millions and millions of dollars, and they don't have a clue.
Well, in this training ground, I've gotten away from, you know, the fancy names. I mean, I've gone back to my BCAA is called Training Ground BCAA because, again, you know, most of these athletes, they don't know all the stuff that we knew from the bodybuilding realm, you know. So you got to really spell it out to them and make it easy. So that's kind of what this is all designed about, you know, a whole new look. Something that, you know, is more appealing. Again, that doesn't look like it's something that, you know, is only for bodybuilders. It's not any, the line isn't geared toward men or women. It's geared toward athletes. So it's a relatively neutral looking color.
Now, I happen to have known about this because several of the visits to Montana, you were kind enough to take me on some of your meetings. So you're introducing a new protein powder. And it's actually a protein powder that expands on the available protein, whole proteins out there. And the crop is actually a big Montana crop also, right?
Yeah, it is, you know. So I've got actually three proteins under the training ground, and there's a reason why there's three different types. So my new patented technology, my protein is called Protolin, and it's all about, you know, the quality, the absorption, the stability of protein, things that people don't think about. You know, not all proteins are created equal. If you can't absorb it, you're wasting your money.
Right.
So you should be able to use smaller amounts and be able to get that protein absorbed. So I've got one that's just pure whey, which is whey protein with some isolate, nice protein powder.
Mm-hmm.
The second, you know, I'm introducing an isolate because a lot of the high-end people, especially if you have some lactose issues with the concentrates,
right,
you won't have that on isolate. But the one I'm most excited about, I just call Protein 6, and that's what it's being called. There are six different types of proteins, and I'm going to get to your question, all about having different release times. So this is kind of, you want to call it the sustained release protein, but one of the protein sources are Montana peas. So I'm actually bringing a non-dairy protein into this mix. These peas are grown here. They're a yellow pea. They're very high in protein, and it's a great protein source. So that'll be part of that protein 6. So I'm probably most excited about that protein versus the other one.
No, absolutely. And the fact that you have complete control from growth to production means a lot because I know for a fact that when you were there, I mean, the state of Montana has gotten behind this with you. To produce these crops of peas so that you can make pea protein out of it.
I was out in the fields with my farmer friend, and he's showing me the crops that are coming up. I talked to him, you know, when he got the seeds in the ground. I'll be out there during harvest time. I mean, I just want to see what's going on. Even though I trust what they're doing, you know, when you're dealing directly with the farm source, you know, you've cut out all the middle guys. So I know everything that goes into those growing, and they're growing them to my specifications, you know. So again, they are about as natural as you can get. And the cool thing about Montana is, you know, our soil, our rain is a perfect climate for these, and we actually get two pickings a year.
Wow.
From one plant, which normally with peas it's a one-time deal. And you know, where we grow them, there isn't a lot of weeds because just of the altitude.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a great crop. Plus, you know, peas have long roots and they put nitrogen back into the ground, so you don't have to fertilize them. They are basically re-nitrogenating the ground themselves. So
wow.
It's a cool. Yeah, a lot of farmers are using it as a rotation crop, you know, for their wheats and things, because it'll bring the soil back a lot quicker than leaving it barren for a year and then, you know, having to add all that nitrates and stuff to the soil to bring it back up.
That's very, very exciting. Now, you also, I know you've got quite a few new patents that you've been working on, like you said, for the past couple years. You've got a new patented technology that's going to introduce aminos and protein together, right?
Correct. It was all one. It issued in Europe. The USA and other parts of, like Canada and such, are patent pending. Those should be issuing later this year. But again, it's about, similar to what I did with Crealclin, it's about stabilizing these things. We just automatically think that everything is stable. And it's not true. Amino acids degrade in the stomach acid in an acidic environment. So again, I wanted to give you the biggest bang for your buck because it's all about absorption. When you look at a drug, the thing that the drug companies do good is they know how to deliver that compound to the system. The dietary supplement industry, we don't know that.
Let's address that. Let's address why that is, right? When you look at a pharmaceutical drug and you look at a molecule that they have developed and spent hundreds of millions of dollars of R&D developing it, and then they want to deliver it, and they have all of these challenges, these hurdles, hepatic degradation, stomach degradation. They want to overcome those because they don't want to waste. If they put 5 milligrams of something in there, they want the whole 5 milligrams to be delivered. The supplement industry, we're more of a, we got plenty of this, eat as much as you want. Even if you waste some, don't worry because it's cheap. What you're doing is you're actually going, look, we don't need to load the body with all this excess a product that's going to bog it down. We just need to deliver it better, and we can use less.
Well, and exactly. And like my glutamine, which is just called glutamine, and it's utilizing my Glutazorb technology, this is now the patented form, I'm recommending people use 1.5 grams. And, you know, people are going, oh, no, you know, I mean, you got to use 5 or 10 grams. No, you don't, not if you are absorbing it correctly. Now, maybe, you know, if you're a more experienced or a professional athlete, I'll have you use it a couple times a day, but not at one dose. You're going to overdo it, and most of the time it just goes right through and you waste your money. I mean, you know, athletes spend so much money or waste so much money on supplements where, again, getting back to the training ground is what do you actually need and how much of it do you need for it to be effective and trying to make it cost effective for people.
Yeah, it's very, very exciting. I want to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I want to talk about safety of use, especially now that you're talking about working with professional athletes who are drug tested. There's another reason why working with All American Pharmaceutical and their new product, Training Ground, their new line, is really a no-brainer for athletes. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym?
You will now,
thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something
something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
100% avian eggshell membrane and sternum cartilage TendoGuard is a proprietary patented dietary supplement formula containing a perfect balance of collagen type 1, type 2, type 5, type 10, hyaluronic acid, chondroitin sulfate, and mucopolysaccharides. TendoGuard naturally contains anti-inflammatory and antibacterial compounds to support tendon recovery and to maintain healthy and strong mechanical properties of tendons, bones, and joint functions.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the TendoGuard banner ad. Use coupon code TendoGuard for 15% off today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini, is talking about the new line being launched by All-American Pharmaceuticals called Training Ground. There's another advantage. Whenever you get an email from Dr. Jeff, you see all these different certifications in the signature line, more than any I've ever seen before. All-American Pharmaceutical takes very seriously that what they say is in their products is in their products. And nothing else. And this should be a great relief to professional athletes outside of bodybuilding, because you're not going to go for a blood test and find out that some creatine supplement you were taking has some material in it that is banned by some drug doping organization. That's a really important thing, isn't it, Dr. J?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, again, this Training Ground series was first developed for the professional athletes, and then anybody can use it. So in order to develop it, number one, it had to work, but number two, it had to be safe, and it had to be guaranteed drug-free. So, you know, All-American Pharmaceuticals manufacturing plant is certified drug-free manufacturing facility, only one of a few handful of facilities in the world that have passed the informed choice, which deals with the WADA standards, which are way above and beyond like NCAA and some of the other standards. But then each of these products are also tested. So not only, you know, do I send a batch, a bottle of every batch. Now, obviously, you know, somebody could manipulate and send the same one. They go out and buy it off the shelf.
Right.
So they don't even take my word for it. So it is impossible for an athlete to test positive for any type of banned substance in this product. Now, one of the cool things is we've connected with NPA, the Natural Products Association, who now has become part of UL. You probably have seen the UL with the circle on light bulbs and all type of things out there.
Underwriters UL. Laboratories. I've actually been to the Underwriters Laboratories headquarters in Chicago. In Illinois.
They are the largest and most well-known certification, testing, auditing category. They're the only certification program that has that's accredited. And what that means is that they are audited themselves. So they just can't make up their own rules like a lot of the other certifications out there that you follow their rules. They are governed by a third party, and that's why they like it. So they're going to be coming in here later this month and going through a whole process. So not only will the training ground be running through the Informed Choice, Informed Sport, drug-free program, it's also going to be running through the NPA and UL safety programs. So again, you know, we want people to be able to have confidence not only in us, but the fact that, don't take our word for it, we are using third-party accredited validation programs to make sure that we're doing everything we're saying we're doing.
What other exciting products are we going to see in the training ground line? Do we have a pre-workout?
We do. We've got a brand-new pre-workout, just going to be called Pre, and kind of simplified it down using therapeutic dosages. So you're going to see things like 6.5 grams of citrulline malate per serving, 2.6 grams of trimethylglycine, and on. So I've got some new ingredients in there. We've got my new patented BCAA, which is AminoZorb. And then there is, like I said, the proteins. And then eventually, you know, Carbolin and Krealkin, the old All-American EFX, will be discontinued, and they will come out under the Training Ground series also. So you're going to see that probably by September. Hopefully these will be ready the 1st of August. And, you know, Supplement Santa always likes to make sure that you try stuff. So I'm going to have samples of all this stuff. So you might be listening and going, you know what, that sounds good. But it's kind of funny. People are now emailing me and go, you know what, we are so excited that you do what you do, and I really want to try the products out. You know, we're now going to other brands and saying, what do you mean you won't let us try it before we buy it? And they're going, well, hey, you know, you buy it first, and then if you like it, you buy it again.
Right.
No, that's not how it works. You should be able to try it. So I will have samples. I'll let you know via Facebook, you know, about August 1st, you know, when all these samples will be available. And, again, I want you to try it so that you can not only take my word for it, but see how good things taste, how well it mixes, and the fact that you're going to feel it. You know, it's going to help you no matter what sport you do. And you don't have to be an athlete, so to say. You can be someone who just enjoys working out, someone who wants to be healthier, someone who wants to feel their body.
Train like an athlete.
For everybody. Or us older athletes. You know, we're still athletes. We don't compete anymore, but we're still athletes.
That's right. So where will they be available? Will all these be through distribution? Will we see them in Vitamin Shop and GNC and places like that?
We will. GNC will be swapping out the Krealkin Hardcore, and Carbolin for the training ground. Vitamin Shop will be swapping out those same SKUs that they carry. And then, you know, for the complete line, because it's going to take a few months to get into distribution, you'll be able to buy them Amazon.com, Bodybuilding.com. Most all online stores will probably be the first place that they will be readily available. But I think by the end of the year, you'll find them in all of your local store chains, gym chains, and things.
And really, there's two guys that have been instrumental in this new product line that we have to give props to. And that's Brian Andrews, of course. And Bruce, what's Bruce's last name? I'm sorry to do that to you, Bruce.
Bruce Butterbrett, you know, he's now the CEO of EFX Sports Training Grounds. So he is really the mastermind behind it. And then his right-hand man, Scott Cunningham, who is the president of that division. I mean, they really have been second to none. I mean, I've been formulating, but they're the ones getting everything ready,
right,
making the contacts, getting people excited. And then Brian, you know, Brian is the director of sales and marketing for All American Pharmaceutical, but he also gets involved with this. So, you know, he's the one dealing with, you know, all the social media people, getting all of the things ready from the marketing standpoint, you know, getting samples together. So, yeah, those guys were instrumental, including our whole team here. I mean, everyone at All American Pharmaceutical has just been phenomenal because, we're cranking to get product done. So everything from, you know, the janitorial services to shipping, receiving, to production, to all the admin people like Angela. I mean, they're great. And, of course, you know, Seth Williamson listens to our show live in the lobby. So
got to give him a shout out.
Yeah. He's been keeping everybody organized. You know, people are calling, wanting to know, when is this available? And, you know, he's got to calm them down and say, it's coming soon.
And Seth is also the executive producer of your new ESPN show. We got to give him props for that too.
He does, yeah. He does a great job. He's handling all the production. He
gets the guests, does the everything. Guests, yeah,
gets everything organized. So he does a great job.
Yeah, great. Well, this is exciting. We look forward to the introduction of the new Training Ground series of products from All American Pharmaceutical. Buy them with confidence that they are what they say they are, and that's it. Nobody goes to the extent that All American Pharmaceutical goes to produce high quality products. End of story. I don't care who the supplement company is. So we're looking forward to this, Dr. J.
Thank you, brother. And when you get out here, man, I'll probably have a few for you to try and
take. Oh, I'll need the pre-workout. I'll need the pre-workout for sure.
All right, man.
I'll take the pre.
So I'll see you on Friday, huh, brother?
Yes. Well, actually, I'll be in Montana late tomorrow and see you Friday
okay.
morning.
All right. Well, you know, we got to do our usual steak fest, and we'll just have a good time doing your show and hanging out.
Looking forward to it. See you then, brother.
Take care. Bye.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got, what are we talking about? I don't even remember. Oh, we're talking about how health problems may give us a window into the likelihood of a traumatic brain injury in an older adult. If you have an older person in your life, or you're an older person like me, this should be important. Stay tuned.
Know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
100% avian eggshell membrane and sternum cartilage TendoGuard is a proprietary patented dietary supplement formula containing a perfect balance of collagen type 1, type 2, type 5, type 10, hyaluronic acid, chondroitin sulfate, and mucopolysaccharides. TendoGuard naturally contains anti-inflammatory and antibacterial compounds to support tendon recovery and to maintain healthy and strong mechanical properties of tendons, bones, and joint functions.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the TendoGuard banner ad. Use coupon code TendoGuard for 15% off
today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending, Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Well, here's a first. I just had the scientist that's supposed to be talking about this next study about health problems may predict traumatic brain injuries in older adults. Dr. Kristen Dams O'Connor tell me that she could not do the interview because apparently we booked her in June and it's been such a long time she didn't know that she still had to do the interview. So we're going to read her press release for the next half hour. That's all I can do. This was a press release that was released April of this year. Health problems may predict traumatic brain injuries in older adults. It was released through the American Geriatric Society Journal. Traumatic brain injury, TBI, a leading cause of death and disability, has become so common in recent times that it has been called the silent epidemic. And because older adults are more likely to suffer TBI, have worse outcomes, and are less likely to survive the injury than younger adults, or older adults are considered a silent population without this epidemic. I'm sorry. In a study published in the Journal of the American Geriatric Society, researchers set out to learn about the risk factors for TBI in older adults, so that healthcare professionals can develop strategies to prevent these types of injuries whenever possible. The current study is believed to be the first to evaluate TBI-associated risk factors in older adults, said the researchers, who decided not to be on the show at the last minute. The researchers studied participants from the Adult Changes in Thought, or ACT, ACT study. Excuse me. They looked at 4,004 people without dementia who were 65 years or older. None of the participants had sustained a prior TBI when they joined the study. The people were followed every 2 years for an average of 7.5 years. During each visit, researchers interviewed the participants and asked whether they had had an injury severe enough to cause loss of consciousness. The researchers also collected other data at each visit, including information on the state of the participants' health, depression symptoms, alcohol use, and whether or not they were physically active. Researchers measured the participants' cognitive function and physical performance They also assess their ability to complete activities of daily living, such as bathing, dressing, walking around the house, getting out of bed or a chair, feeding themselves, and using a toilet. The researchers reported that people who had any of the following were at higher risk of having a TBI. Vascular health conditions or conditions affecting the heart, major blood vessels, depression, difficulty performing average daily living activities, or more than one chronic disease. Obviously, these chronic diseases are probably lumped into what is considered metabolic syndrome, that type of stuff, high blood pressure, all related to, quite frankly, type 2 diabetes. I would have asked if they looked at fasting blood sugar in this population to ascertain if there was a linkage between insulin resistance and TBI. However, having a sedentary lifestyle or self-reported alcohol problems, lower cognitive function, or markers of Alzheimer's disease were not linked to having a TBI. In addition, people who suffered a TBI and who had vascular health problems or difficulty with daily living activities were at greater risk of death. The researchers concluded that their results highlighted the need to target prevention efforts that could help address TBI, especially for people at the greatest risk. I would have also asked if they looked, when they looked at activity, did they look at people who actually did active exercise, resistance training, go to the gym, Pilates and stuff like that? Because we know that that improves neuroplasticity of the brain. There was so many questions that I would have asked Dr. Dams O'Connor had she not bailed out at me on me during the phone call during the commercial break, which is very frustrating to me. If I sound a little pithy, it's because I am. So, we really don't have the answers to lots of the questions I would have asked. She got mad at me because I said it would be a very unprofessional of you to bail out on this interview at this moment. I said, I have nothing to talk about for the next half hour if you're not on the air with me. To which she replied to me, I don't think we're off to a good start if you're going to call me unprofessional. Well, the truth sometimes is not desirable to be heard. She should have did the interview. Regardless, she answered the phone. She could have done the interview. What's 27 minutes? I mean, we're just trying to promote her research. She has to ask their press director. We sent her this invitation in June. She accepted it in June. And now at the last minute, all these questions come up. And this really pisses me off. It really pisses me off. So, perhaps I'll get a TBI now from being pissed off. Oh, man. Anybody want to call in? 502-690-2298. Ring me up. We'll talk about what you want to talk about. How about that one? In the meantime, I have nothing else to talk about. Other than the fact that I think that it is unprofessional to bail, like, right when you're supposed to be on the air. And no consideration to the person who is trying to do their job here at all. And, I don't know. 502-690-2298. Call me. Hey, this is Loveline. We'll talk about your problems. Your relationship problems. We'll find solutions. Want to meet somebody? We'll introduce you to somebody. This really sucks. But what are you going to do? This is the casualty of live radio. There's always the possibility that something could go wrong at the last minute. I would have kept Dr. Jeff on the phone if I would have known this. We could have talked more about his new product line. We would have found a different guest to fill in if Dr. Dams O'Connor would have let us know sooner than 5 minutes before the show that she couldn't do the interview. I hope she's listening right now. Because this could have been a good interview with lots of great questions. But anyway, all right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
coupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Loveline. I'm your host, Carl Lenore. Who do I have on the line?
Hi, I'm calling into the Loveline.
Yes, yes. Tell us what your problem is and we'll find someone to help you. Anyway.
I have someone who in my life who does not chew responsibly.
Oh yeah. So we did the Blueprint Power Hour yesterday, and so I told the audience, I said, you know, I'm really hard to live with that. I chew gum for a variety of reasons, but more so because it helps me stop eating after a meal. I'll put a piece of gum in my mouth and I don't feel like eating anything after that. And so I decided to accidentally leave some gum in my towel at the gym, and I didn't realize it was in there until after the towel went through the washer and the dryer, and the gum was like it looked like a spider web of string on all the clothes in the dryer, which Elisa had to pick off. Then there was gum stuck someplace on another piece of clothing. Then there was gum on the mat in Elisa's car. And she's like, look, you know, you need to learn to chew responsibly. If you're going to chew gum, you can't get it everywhere. And I told that story I feel bad for Elisa that she
let's not forget about all of the gum wrappers laying around the house.
Yeah, the little green foil gum wrappers, exactly. So
realistically, you shouldn't be chewing that gum anyway because it doesn't have the best ingredients in it.
I know. You're right. And I really have stopped chewing gum to a great degree because I obviously can't be trusted with gum. It will get on something important. There's no doubt about it.
I don't chew that gum. I chew the gum that has the xylitol in it.
Yeah.
Which we all know you shouldn't have in your house if you have pets because pets, dogs, are seriously allergic to xylitol.
That's a good thing to be reminded of. I think a lot of people.
If you have toothpaste or gum that has xylitol in it and you have pets, you've got to throw it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Then throw it out someplace where your dog or cat won't get it. The next interview is going to be a good one. How fat becomes lethal even without weight gain. This is a John Hopkins scientist that'll be on the show in a little while.
I bet he doesn't cancel at the last minute.
No. You know, I have no patience for this, and I'll tell you why. I know that I'm probably being very, very unfair, but, you know, you make these appointments with people like a month in advance. Like, if you have an appointment on your calendar, does someone really have to hold your hand the day before, the hour before, and say, hey, this is still going on? The whole purpose for booking an appointment and putting it on your calendar is so that you don't put something else in there that you're going to be there.
Well, she should have never confirmed that she was going to do the appointment. And additionally, something you did not mention was the last time, when I scheduled the interview, it was for June, and she called or emailed me the morning of and said she was sick.
Yeah.
So this is the second time she's.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I may sound like a little. Put a word there, whatever you want, like pithy or bitchy or whatever. But this is unforgivable. This is live radio. There is no backup plan when a guest bails on you during the phone call when you're supposed to get them on the air, and they know they're supposed to be on the air. And you know, I understand the press department was supposed to approve this first, but that's her responsibility to get it done when she accepted the appointment back in June. It's like, so in other words, you don't check your calendar till the morning of. You go, oh my God, I've got that interview today. I better check with the press department to make sure it's okay. Look, that's called poor planning. That's poor planning.
What school is she from?
I don't know. You mean what university?
Yes.
Hold on a second. I think she's with Cedar Sinai. I think, if I remember correctly.
Interesting.
Yeah. But that's okay. You know what? These things happen. And it's really good information. It's good research. I had lots of good questions I wanted to ask that won't get asked. But, you know, the show goes on. The show goes on.
So we have there's no show tomorrow because you're traveling to Montana, but we have a really good show planned for Friday.
Yeah, we have a great Casual Friday this week. By the way, Casual Friday. So, you know, I asked our listeners to reach out to Podcast One. I put a blog up. I said, look, if you're listening to the show today, I did this yesterday, go to my blog, go to podcastone.com and suggest Superhuman Radio as a new show. And they got such an overwhelming response that we've already been contacted back by Podcast One. They're acting like they've never heard of us before. We met with Norm Paytas, who is like the guy who is the founder of Podcast One. But now I'm talking to a really nice person named Ellie and working through channels to get them the data again that we originally delivered through Steve Mandel, my agent. And so the power of this audience is amazing. It really is, because now we are back in the throes of putting a deal together with Podcast One.
Well, if you're listening and you haven't gone to Podcast One and giving them the suggestion for Superhuman Radio, please do so. The website is podcastone.com.
And actually, if you go to my blog, if you go to superhumanradio.com and you look at the blog, it says, Carl needs your help. If you click that, the exact link to take you to the place where it takes 30 seconds. If you click that link, you choose from the drop down, suggest a new show. You put Superhuman Radio in there and you send it off. That's it. So when I was putting these numbers together, I put together numbers for the downloads for the past couple months, which are insane. Do you know last month we had 1.4 million downloads?
That's incredible.
And but the problem is that my RSS feed is so big that people download old shows just as much as they download new shows. And so they want to see the last 10 days of downloads to see like how the front end shows are popular. Do you know what the most popular show by leaps and bounds is on our network?
I know.
Because I told you, Casual Friday.
Yes.
Casual Friday got 35,000 downloads over the weekend.
That's amazing.
I know, and that's just over the weekend. I mean, it's just like, it's insane. People love Casual Friday. In fact, what happens with the Monday through Thursday shows is because the topics are so diverse, not everybody's interested in those topics. If you have no children, you may not be interested in autism. If you don't have an elderly person in your life, you may not be interested in how potential diseases increase the risk of TBI. But everybody is interested in Casual Friday. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is.
And I tell you the truth, I would love to evolve to a once-a-week show in 2017 and just make it a Casual Friday-type show where we have a guest on, and then we do our normal Casual Friday stuff. Then maybe we have another guest on for a half hour and then do our normal Casual Friday stuff. I think that would be the ultimate show of all. No comment?
Well, I think the listeners like your science-based shows. So I'm not so sure that I would go to a once a week, maybe two or three times a week, two times a week science-based, and then the Casual Friday format.
Yeah, because the science-based shows actually provide help for a lot of people. I mean, I get emails every day from people who found, like, you know what show I get the most emails for? You're not going to believe it.
I know which one.
It's a show, yeah, because you know, but it's a show that I did, I don't know how many years ago, on a condition called Romheld syndrome, the gastric cardiac connection. You have a heavy meal and all of a sudden your heart starts to palpitate and it develops a rhythm issue and you go to the doctor and they look at EKGs and they want to give you meds for heart problems when it's actually your stomach that's causing the problem through the vagal nerve. And I get emails from people every single week saying, I am so glad I found that show. I thought I was going crazy. My doctor said I was crazy. My doctor couldn't figure it out. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I've got more people who said prayers for me because of that show. It's like to bless
you. You should rerun that again for people to hear again. Yeah. The next time you have to rerun an old show.
Yeah, Romheld syndrome. And I suffered from it. That's why it drove me crazy, and then I figured it out. So if I had, back when I had the sensitivity to this, if I had a heavy meal and laid on my left side, or if I had a really, really heavy meal that bloated me, my heart would start to palpitate. I mean, it would tachycardia. It would start racing. It would start flip-flopping. It felt like I was going to jump out of my chest. I thought I was having a heart attack. And it was me searching for answers that I could reverse it, which I did, that led to the show that I did with Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation. He's one of the few physicians I've ever met. I've asked physicians ever since then, have you ever heard of Romheld syndrome? No. He was one of the few physicians I've ever met that not only knew about it, but understood it to the degree where we could give people solutions.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's the show I did with him. It was a fantastic show.
Interesting.
Yeah. So anyway, I appreciate you calling in because I didn't know what I was going to talk about for the next 10 minutes.
Well, I'm glad I could be of help.
Yes, yes.
While I'm driving, I'm just ride to my destination.
Oh, perfect, because I'm going to take a break in a couple minutes. So tomorrow we're off. We have a great Casual Friday to do this Friday. Lots of great stuff to talk about. And I'm going to be in Billings, Montana. Elisa will be in the studio with Elliot Turton, the producer. And we should have some fun. And plus, I'm going to get to try a lot of the new supplements that Dr. Jeff is introducing in his new Training Ground series. We talked about that today, so you don't know about it. But
well, I heard. So oh, okay. That's exciting. Yeah. Training Ground, yes.
Yeah, so I'll be able to try some of the supplements while I'm there. Gotta be
cool. Well, if there's any that are women-centric, I'd like to try them.
Well, that's the thing. They are athlete-centric. So it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman, the Training Ground series will work for you.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I think so. I'm excited about it. Very, very excited about it.
Okay, well, I'll talk to everyone on Friday.
Yes, so thank you very much for calling in and saving me.
You're welcome.
And thanks for putting up with the chewing gum on everything.
Remember, chew responsibly.
I will. I'll try better. I'll try. All right. Thanks, Elisa. Talk to you later.
Bye.
All right. So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the fact that fat can become lethal even without weight gain. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SA. HR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit Coach Rob Regis or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Now I'm lost. And I'm screaming for help.
Welcome back. So we know obesity is a problem, but what if you're not actually getting fat? What if you really don't see a weight gain? Could this be something going on inside your body that could be harmful? How fat becomes lethal even without weight gain is the subject of our next discussion with Dr. Michael Wolfgang, who is with the Department of Biological Chemistry at Johns Hopkins University. How are you doing, Dr. Wolfgang?
I'm good. Thank you.
Thanks for being here. So why this study? What questions needed to be answered that that demanded that this study be performed?
Yeah, so we actually did not set out to do this. We were doing this research really as a control for something else that we were doing that's somewhat unrelated, where we remove carbohydrate metabolism in the liver of mice.
Uh-huh.
Because the way that I teach biochemistry and the way that I was taught biochemistry is that this study should really have never happened. We would have really expected mice, these mice, to not be able to survive.
Right.
And so, you know, I'm a metabolic biochemist, so we're very interested in how macronutrients are metabolized and oxidized or broken down in different tissues. And so I presumed that mammals could not live without the ability to oxidize fatty acids in their liver. And what was surprising is that they could.
Okay, wait. So for the audience's sake, we talk about oxidizing fatty acids in the liver, but we're also talking about the phenomenon of gluconeogenesis, which is the body's ability to, when there is not adequate carbohydrate intake, the body can actually produce glucose from other substrates, right?
That's absolutely correct. So if you don't take in carbohydrate, we have to have at least about 3 millimolar glucose circulating in our body at all times. And that's really to keep the brain alive. If we go below that, you go into hypoglycemia and shock. And the other thing that requires glucose to be burned through glycolysis are red blood cells, because they don't have mitochondria.
Right.
And so you have to have blood glucose at a steady state concentration. So if you never take in carbohydrate, that's fine. We can use other substrates. We can break down muscle and use non-carbohydrate substrates to make glucose in the liver. But the issue with fatty acids is, no, so we can't make the carbon skeleton in a net way from fatty acid oxidation. But that process is absolutely essential to push carbon from these non-carbohydrate substrates to make glucose. So during starvation, it's thought that fatty acid oxidation, particularly in the liver, is critical because you can't go through gluconeogenesis. You don't have the energetics to make glucose. And the other thing that you lose are ketones.
I was waiting because I want to say, well, wait a minute. What about when you're in ketosis? The ketogenic diet is therapeutic. We're using it with athletes today. We talk about it on the show all the time. What about ketones? So you can't even make ketones if the liver, if this enzyme is not active.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And we fully expected that. When we fast these mice, we get no ketones, no rise in ketones. Ketones are really interesting because unlike glucose is really maintained at a very tight range in your blood.
Mm-hmm.
So you could never eat again, and your blood glucose has to really remain fairly constant. But ketones can go from almost undetectable to 6 millimolar in a starved human.
Right.
So that's a 6,000-fold difference.
Yeah.
So they're really, really remarkable. And most of my lab really is interested in the neurochemistry of metabolism. And so, as you might know, ketones are used therapeutically across the street in the Department of Neurology at Hopkins to treat kids who have drug-intractable epilepsy.
Right. So the FDA has approved it for that, but there's amazing research being done now with supplying exogenous ketones to individuals with Alzheimer's disease, and they become lucid and they become clear-minded and they come back. So it's almost like the brain, a lot of people are saying Alzheimer's disease is plaque-driven. Others are saying that it's insulin resistance of the brain. What we do know is that when there's ketones available, the brain functions properly again.
Yeah, I know that there's some clinical studies for medium-chain fatty acids for Alzheimer's disease, which would have the same function.
Right.
What was kind of interesting, this didn't make it into the paper, but one of the things we tried to do is to rescue these mice. So this is a very specific defect in long-chain fatty acid oxidation. But people who have defects in long-chain fatty acid oxidation, we can clinically give them shorter chains. And that doesn't require these enzymes. So you, there, it's
a workaround.
Restorative.
Yeah, yeah.
And we could not regain ketones in the mice.
Really?
And I don't understand right now why we can't do that. If there's some kind of active suppression of this pathway in the liver, or if we just are so depleted in the carbon substrate for ketogenesis that we can't make it, it's crazy. Yeah.
So now this discussion, I have a feeling, is leading to fatty liver disease, is it?
Yeah. So, that's right. So fatty liver disease is a problem in humans, because if you end up with fatty liver for a long term, then you can get, your liver will go into failure, become fibrotic very hard, and
right.
You'll have to have a liver transplant.
Right.
And so that's one of the things that we thought would be really cool. So now that these mice lived, we can start studying these different aspects of this physiology. And, yeah, so when we fast the mice, their livers become engorged with lipid because you go through lipolysis, so you liberate fatty acids from adipose tissue that get sucked up by the liver.
But then it doesn't get converted into anything, so it just stays stagnant in there.
That's right. It gets stuck in the lipid droplets. It can't be oxidized. But what's kind of interesting is that it will ultimately be exported back in as VLDL back out into the adipose tissue. Now, one thing that we just learned, which is also not in the manuscript, is we had imagined if we put these mice on a high-fat diet for a long term that they would have very steatotic livers. They would have fatty liver disease.
Sure.
And in fact, they don't. And that's another surprise. It seems as though they're able to essentially take it up and export it back out in a normal fashion. Now, when we challenge them with diets that don't have enough carbs in them, then the liver becomes huge. We get this huge hepatomegaly, and we get all kinds of lipid deposition. And then we start seeing effects in liver damage, so we can measure liver damage in the serum.
I have to ask questions about this because it's been my understanding, there are some things about diet induced disorders in rodents that do not necessarily translate well to humans. So we have to say that this is just a kind of we're boar sighting. We're getting on the target. We don't have the bullseye yet. So it's always been my understanding that high-fat diets in the presence of high carbohydrates seems to be where the devil lies in the
Correct.
Details. Because if you put a human being on a high-fat diet, like a kid who's using a therapeutic ketogenic diet to treat epilepsy, which, by the way, if they do it young enough, it actually has some sort of neuroplasticity effect, and the epilepsy goes away forever if they're young enough when they start it. But anyway, they get lean. Their livers don't get fatty. So, what you just said is kind of counterintuitive. That when you gave them just the fat without the carbohydrates, that's when the hepatic changes occurred.
Yeah. But I mean, this is a very specific circumstance, right? We made a very specific mutation in long chain fatty acid oxidation. If we give them, it's unclear to me, and I think it's somewhat unclear to the field whether the fatty liver is dominated by de novo synthesis of fatty acids, which comes from carbohydrates. So you eat a high carbohydrate meal, you make a lot of fat in the liver. Or if it comes from exogenous fatty acids. And I don't know right now what the ultimate answer is going to be. But I imagine that there's a contribution of both.
Could you radioisotope fat the way you do glucose?
Oh yeah.
So you could radioisotope the exogenous and see if it ends up in the liver and what proportion of it makes up in the liver and kind of find out that way, right?
Absolutely. And even in humans, you can use stable isotope and do this do this sort of thing.
Interesting.
Yep.
What is the name of the enzyme that this genetic knockout depletes?
Sure. It's called carnitine palmitoyltransferase 2. And so it is the least interesting of all of the
I love it. And I gotta jump in here, right? So we've done shows about the use of acetyl L-carnitine and L-carnitine and carnitine, because what we know about this is when the storage of and the availability of this particular amino acid basically is in abundance, It causes mitochondria to prefer triglycerides as a source of fuel. So it's beautiful that what this enzyme is some derivative of carnitine. That's amazing.
So it uses carnitine. So carnitine is the reason carnitine is so important for fat oxidation is because that's the mechanism by which fat is transferred from the cytoplasm into the matrix of the mitochondria. And so you take a fatty acid that's esterified in a coenzyme A, and then the first step on the outside of the mitochondria is you transfer that fatty acid group onto carnitine. And that's what gets transported into the matrix of the mitochondria. And so people that have carnitine deficiencies often, well, they do have problems in fatty acid oxidation. And so they'll be, they'll have problems in gluconeogenesis, they'll have problems in, heat generation, they have problem with cardiomyocyte problems because the heart uses a lot of fatty acids.
Right.
So, yeah, absolutely. So this is one of the main enzymes that uses that nutrient.
Could you supply this enzyme exogenously to these rodents and restore their ability to for their liver to function properly?
No. We can't do that. We could probably do it genetically. And some kind of gene transfer type of experiment, but we can't. That's really the only way that we can do it because it's inside the matrix of the mitochondria.
Yeah.
It's a nuclear encoded gene that has to go through two membranes. And in fact, there are people that have inborn errors in this enzyme, and they there are three forms of it. There's an infantile form that's lethal, and then there's a less serious form that causes cardiomyopathy later in life because of the importance of fatty acid oxidation in the heart. The reason that the mouse study was interesting or is important is because we can now try to delineate the contribution of fatty acid oxidation to different tissues. Well, we can't do that in humans. So we can say what is the requirement for this in liver and adipose and brain, et cetera.
I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk about the what happened that you didn't expect, and that was that these rodents were able to survive because there were some things happening in other organ systems to try to compensate for the liver's failure, right?
Yeah.
So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll hit that topic, and I've got lots more questions. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. I love doing this show. My brain is getting so big doing this show. Stay tuned.
Legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world.
In the world.
Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
100% avian eggshell membrane and sternum cartilage TendoGuard is a proprietary patented dietary supplement formula containing a perfect balance of collagen type 1, type 2, type 5, type 10, hyaluronic acid, chondroitin sulfate, and mucopolysaccharides. TendoGuard naturally contains anti-inflammatory and antibacterial compounds to support tendon recovery and to maintain healthy and strong mechanical properties of tendons, bones, and joint functions.
Go to
to superhumanradio.com and click the TendoGuard banner ad. Use coupon code TendoGuard for 15% off today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking to Dr. Michael Wolfgang from Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. And we're talking about when fat becomes lethal. Even if you're not gaining weight, this could be going on in your body. And I want to talk about disease states that may precipitate this. But so something amazing happened. You didn't expect these rodents to be able to survive, but they did. How did they survive?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that you have to do is to go through gluconeogenesis when you fast. You have to make glucose. And we always ascribe this to being a function of the liver. But what's sometimes ignored is that there's a couple other tissues that can support gluconeogenesis as well. One is the kidney, and kind of surprisingly, the proximal gut can do this as well. And this is from some other people's work where they've removed obligate steps in gluconeogenesis. And so what we found was when we removed this function in the liver, not only did genes of oxidative metabolism go up in other tissues, and very much so in the kidney, but presumably the kidney and the gut can fully support glucose production after a fairly long-term fasting, at least in rodents. And I think nephrologists... or people who, humans who study the kidney and who have to deal clinically with the kidney would probably say, yeah, of course the kidney is very important for this. Frankly, I was quite surprised that, the liver is huge. You could wear it as a backpack. But the kidneys, were able to step up their function and provide enough nutrients so that the body could survive.
Now, as far as the gut goes, was this a function of the microbiome of the gut? The microbiome is so interesting and it's emerged as this new frontier in science. And what we're learning is that those little microbes produce metabolites that our body either uses or becomes harmed by, depending on the types of microbes that inhabit you. Is the microbiome what is converting things into glucose?
No, not in this circumstance. This is in the very proximal gut, in the duodenum.
Okay.
And the reason that we know it can do that is because it expresses glucose 6-phosphatase, which is the terminal enzyme for glucose removal within cells. Yeah. If we were a cow, definitely.
Yeah.
ruminants would have a lot of their gluconeogenic substrates, basically all of them come from the rumen metabolism.
So it makes perfect sense from an evolutionary perspective that major systems and functions that life depends on seem to have backup plans, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there has to be a couple of different backup plans in case something goes awry. And that was really a lesson for me as well. You know, we think of these very important systems and, but there's so much flexibility within the body. That's really what I've been, coming down to lately is that even at the cellular level, there seems to be a lot of flexibility in metabolites. But then when you elaborate that into a whole organism, and all of these systems communicating with one another, that there's just this amazing amount of flexibility that the body has.
What about the role of ATP? We know that the supplements like creatine monohydrate seem to allow the body to produce and more rapidly replenish ATP. ATP plays a role in glucose production, does it not?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So could that actually be another one of the backup plans?
So what's interesting is that, you know, since we lose this major energy-producing pathway, like this is a canonical pathway to break down fatty acids, produces a lot of ATP. What we're finding is that they just switch to using carbohydrates, or they'll switch to using amino acids.
Mm-hmm.
And their steady-state level of ATP is actually constant. So they're just flexible enough in order to use these other macronutrients.
And since you talk about, you mentioned amino acids, there are several, most of the amino acids are glucogenic, like glutamine,
So all of the amino acids.
They can produce glucose on demand also, right?
All of the amino acids are gluconeogenic except for two,
right.
Lysine and leucine.
Okay.
Yeah, and those are really the main building blocks. Those are the main non-carbohydrate building blocks.
Do those amino acids depend on this enzyme also in order to produce glucose?
Well, it's not the enzymes themselves. It's not the substrates themselves. So the biochemistry of this is fairly well worked out. So inside the mitochondria, you have the TCA cycle, right? So you have to pull things off of the TCA cycle in order to have those carbon skeletons to make glucose in the
mm-hmm.
cytoplasm.
Mm-hmm.
And what fatty acid oxidation does is it changes the equilibrium of one of those reactions such that we can push out those carbons. So most substrates that can provide more than two carbon units can be substrates for gluconeogenesis. But they require this energy that's provided by fatty acid oxidation to push them out. Does that make sense?
Yes. Is there any evidence that these rodents have higher risks of developing cancer? And here's why I ask that. So Dr. Thomas Seyfried has been a frequent guest on the show, as well as others. There's a lot of emerging science that's saying it's the mitochondria that changes before the genetic changes in a cancer cell. The mitochondria shifts to anaerobic respiration.
Does
this phenomenon where the body just can't produce its glucose the way it wants to, does that have the potential to change the way the mitochondria functions?
Yeah, that's interesting. So the role of fatty acids in this has been somewhat controversial. So most cancers have a high degree of de novo fatty acid synthesis. So they express large amounts of fatty acid synthase. And it's always been a little bit curious as to what the other side of the coin is in fatty acid oxidation, because those two things are really competing pathways. But what was interesting about our study is so we have the livers for our mice, and when we fasted them and did microarray studies on them. And a couple of the genes that were upregulated are cancer genes, or oncogenes.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to make of it. For one of them that's quite important is MYC. So we get a substantial upregulation of MYC, which is a driver of carcinogenesis in our livers. So what would be interesting is to see if they are more, can get cancer more frequently or easier than the wild-type mice. although I'm ill-equipped to do this, I'm not a cancer biologist.
No, I know, but this is, you know, when we start talking about mitochondria and substrate utilization, we cannot ignore the emerging science that's saying, look, before anything on a genetic level happens, the mitochondria seems to cave in first in these cancer cells. I mean, I say Dr. Otto Warburg, he shouldn't have been given the Nobel Peace Prize for discovering a way to track cancer and identify cancer and tumors. He should have been given the Nobel Peace Prize for finding a way to destroy cancer cells, because we know I was working with Quest Nutrition in April, and we were at Cedars-Sinai, and Quest is promoting, they actually have a clinic in Texas where they are treating dogs with some of the most aggressive cancers, and they're halting the cancers and they're halting the metastasis by getting these dogs into a state of therapeutic ketosis and keeping them there. Because because cancer cells, not all, but 90% of cancer cells cannot survive without adequate glucose, and they die when you try to feed them ketones. So, you know, and so when you start talking about mitochondrial function, substrate utilization, the thing that goes in my head is, wow, I wonder if this is, this would make them more prone to developing cancers, which comes to my next question. Are there diseases today that we know, disease states, that compromise this enzyme that you knocked out of these rodents?
Well, I don't know about this enzyme per se. The reason we chose this enzyme was because it's an obligate step and it's encoded by one gene. But this pathway, fatty acid oxidation, long-chain fatty acid oxidation, is the endpoint of all kinds of studies. It's generally what's driving or the mechanistic aspect of most studies. So we're talking about obesity, diabetes, browning, all of these things kind of coalesce in fatty acid oxidation as being a major endpoint.
Yeah.
There's really two things, right? There's glucose oxidation, there's amino acid oxidation, and fatty acid oxidation. The one that gives you the most ATP, the most bang for your buck, are fatty acids by far.
Yeah. This is very exciting research. What do you hope both clinicians and well-educated lay people take away from your research?
It's complicated. These are things that we really thought were worked out. In fact, I thought were worked out 50 years ago. And it really kind of gets me excited to re-examine some of this older literature and these older, basically, assumptions that we make about metabolism, particularly in the context of an organism.
Yeah.
And how an organism can affect things like energy expenditure. You know, I think one of the problems in obesity is that we don't really understand how energy expenditure is regulated and really what the molecular underpinnings of that are. Boy, I would really like to get a better handle on that.
You know, that is affected by so many variables that it, you know, especially diet in and of itself. Mm-hmm. We now know that diet influences microbial diversity, Firmicutes versus Bacteroidetes in the gut. One leads to a reduction in energy utilization, which leads to obesity. We know that now. I mean, you're right. And when we talk about energy utilization, we have to get away from the whole bomb calorimeter thing. We're so locked into two things, BMI and bomb calorimeter. They both start with B. We've got to abandon them. BMI tells us nothing. If you have a bodybuilder at 294 pounds and 2% body fat versus an average American who's 294 pounds, you have very, very different metabolic conditions, and they should not be graded by the same BMI, number one. You know, the other thing is, a calorie is not a calorie is not a calorie. There's so much more to it. Like, I'm going back into a state of ketosis right now. I just started, and I do this from time to time. My body tells me I need it. I'll shed body fat. I'll shed fluid because a lot of the inflammation in my body will be reduced. And I feel so good. Ketones actually make me feel euphoric. If I fast for 24 hours, I don't even want to eat because I feel so good. And I know once I eat, I'm gonna disrupt that. There's so much more to the calorie discussion that needs to be taken into account when we talk about energy utilization, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, take care.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. And please, I'm going to have Elisa stay in touch with you, so as you produce more research, we'll get you back on, okay?
Wonderful.
Take care. All right, so we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Anne-Marie Montgomery. We got a lot of questions about Tendo Guard last week. We're going to hopefully answer some of those, clear those up right now. Stay tuned.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
100% avian eggshell membrane and sternum cartilage TendoGuard is a proprietary patented dietary supplement formula containing a perfect balance of collagen type 1, type 2, type 5, type 10, hyaluronic acid, chondroitin sulfate, and mucopolysaccharides. TendoGuard naturally contains anti-inflammatory and antibacterial compounds to support tendon recovery and to maintain healthy and strong mechanical properties of tendons, bones, and joint functions.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Tendo Guard banner ad. Use coupon code TendoGuard for 15% off today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. I think that last interview was great. See what happens when the guest actually shows up? How cool it is. And then I don't have to rant about the guest standing me up right before the show. Okay, so we did an interview I think it was last week, maybe it was the week before, about a supplement that one of our sponsors provides called TendoGuard. And we've got a lot of interest and a lot of questions about it. So I have Anne-Marie Montgomery back on the show so we can address some of this stuff. How you doing, Anne?
Oh, very good. Hi, Carl.
So I got a lot of people saying, Carl, is this just crushed up eggshell? Can I just do this myself? Can I just start crushing up my eggshells and taking them?
Right. And actually, a lot of our questions were, you know, is this for tendons or is this for calcium? And so I understand that there are many questions because technically this is considered, you know, a superfood. The eggshell membrane, there's, I think what's really important, because we don't market it too much, it just happens to have these beautiful properties, I call them goodies. In the actual eggshell itself, it functions and it provides the protection against harsh environment that surrounds the development of the embryo. So if you imagine the embryo, it needs that protection, it's naturally built in there. So along with our extraction, with the eggshell membrane, the collagen network consists of molecules and then sugar amino molecules. And then when you put those together with the innovative technology, it's a strong tissue that contains the combination of compounds and the nutrients. So now we're talking gram-positive, you know, virus and bacteria, and negative.
So the reality is that the technology that Ahmad Alkali, right? How do you pronounce his last name?
Alkiali,
thank you. The technology of that he came up with that extracts from these eggshells changes everything about them, right? You can't just chew eggshells or grind them up and eat them and get the same quality of what comes in TendoGuard.
No, you can't. And as a matter of fact, it's something I would like to do down the road, but I really don't have a lot of time. But you certainly can use your eggshells. The calcium is phenomenal. It's a pure food grade. So when you're making your eggs on the weekend, yeah, save them and then accumulate, you know, a dozen of them. And then you basically clean them and then you bake them in the oven and then you put them in a food processor. That's fantastic. But no, this is completely different because the technology that we have, it allows us to go in there, number one, and extract out the combination of the compounds and the nutrients that I just talked about. And then when you get the gram positive and the gram negative, which is the bacteria and the viruses that protects the embryo from the harsh environment, you want to have a delicate, innovative process. And that is what we do. It's chemical-free water, number one, when we extract the process. We remove the very thin pink layer, the membrane, that bonds with the eggshell and the calcium carbonate, which I just told you about.
So calcium. Wait a minute. So when I crack an egg, there's a thin membrane that stays on the inside of the egg when the egg white and egg yolk come out. It looks like almost like a little bit of plastic wrap in there. Is that the membrane you're talking about using? It's not the eggshell itself. It's that membrane itself.
It's the thin, very thin pink membrane. Right. Yeah. Another area that you could look at, like when you slice an onion, you know how there's a very thin little layer around the onion?
Yeah, skin.
It's kind of slimy. Very similar, but we're not talking onions.
Yeah. It's a very, very, very thin membrane. I got you now. Now that makes perfect sense.
In the process, we preserve the important natural compounds, which is the antimicrobial, anti-inflammation, hyaluronic acid, and when we don't use the harsh chemicals, which I think is really important to always call a manufacturer and ask them what process they use, because you don't want to, if you use the harsh chemical, you basically are destroying the efficacy of the membrane tissue.
So people are saying, well, is this just good for tendons? I don't have a problem with my tendons, but I have a problem with my joints or something else. This is obviously going to be good for all of that. Connective tissue, soft tissue, all of that.
Right.
Chondrocytes, all that.
Right. And, I'll get to that because I think what people aren't understanding is what the antimicrobial and the anti-inflammatory nutrients, they total by a 12% weight. And we're talking pure food. We're not talking, you know, just take turmeric root, which don't get me wrong, I love turmeric root. But we're talking about a pure food grade where if you have these natural anti-inflammatory, if you lower those markers that Randy and I were talking about on the 29th, when you lower it, then you're allowing the body to not only heal, but your body is able to rebuild connective tissue.
Okay. Why do we need the antimicrobials in the mix? Do they play a role in the healing of soft tissue?
The antimicrobial, that happens to just be a blessing in disguise. It sits in there because it helps with, you know, the positive and negative gram viruses. So if you have influenza, I mean, you could probably double up on your TendoGuard if you're feeling a little under the weather.
Really?
And get those natural, you know, antimicrobial and antibacterial. Absolutely.
How long does somebody have to take TendoGuard before they start to notice changes in the way their knees feel, for instance?
Well, you know, last week I told you to double up only because you've been, you know, working out pretty heavily your entire life.
Right.
And then you just had surgery. So that collagen 1 that's in there naturally is the synthesis of 90% of the collagen in your body, which in your case was the, you know, the tendon. But it also helps with wound care. So that's why I told you to take 4 in the morning, 4 at night.
Right.
probably for preventative measures, an athlete really young, starting at, you know, obviously they're starting very young nowadays, but it, say between, you know, 15 and 25, I would have them take the suggested, which is 2 a day. And then if there's somebody that's just kind of in the beginning stages, because you have to remember, when you do get the pain, whether it's, you know, neck or shoulder or knee or hip, that's all a sign of inflammation. That's not always a sign in the very beginning that there is degradation.
Right.
But if you don't address the inflammation, then obviously you will have a connective tissue loss. But that, I mean, that would be a whole other interview.
All right, let's do this. I want to take a break, and when we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side. We're talking with Anne-Marie Montgomery. We are sponsored by the makers of TendoGuard. You can get TendoGuard at superhumanradio.com. There's a banner ad, and if you click that banner ad and use the coupon code TendoGuard, you'll save 15% off. Try it today. We'll be right back.
Avian eggshell membrane and sternum cartilage TendoGuard is a proprietary patented dietary supplement formula containing a perfect balance of collagen type 1, type 2, type 5, type 10, hyaluronic acid, chondroitin sulfate, and mucopolysaccharides. TendoGuard naturally contains anti-inflammatory and antibacterial compounds to support tendon recovery and to maintain healthy and strong mechanical properties of tendons, bones, and joint functions.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the TendoGuard banner ad. Use coupon code TendoGuard for 15% off today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
A legendary name in hardcore.
Core Supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world.
In the world.
Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Anne-Marie Montgomery about TendoGuard. A lot of people seem to be interested in it when we did the interview with her last time. So we're getting some questions answered to make sure people understand what this is all about. Should TendoGuard be taken with food? That's another question I've just received.
No, the collagen, anytime you're taking collagen, whether it's 1, 2, 3, in this case we've got 5 and 10, you want to take it on an empty stomach because it's an incomplete protein. It's not part of your daily value. When you take it, your body assimilates it and recognizes it as going to the bloodstream and saying, okay, I'm going to repair a ligament, connective tissue. I'm going to repair a tendon, your bone matrix, wound healing. So no, absolutely empty stomach. I would recommend 20 minutes after you wake up in the morning. You can still have your coffee, tea, and juice or what have you, but just wait 20 minutes because the amino acids, whether it's incomplete or if it's a part of your daily value, amino acids are very competitive. So you want to get optimum results. So we recommend empty stomach.
And that was another question was, isn't collagen digested? So, how does this get into the body?
Okay, how does it get in the body? This is what I love about collagen. Collagen itself, at a very low molecular weight, if you took it, for instance, let's talk about 2, because we actually have collagen 2, the collagen 2 that's in this formula. So we got 1, we got 2, we got 5, we got 10. So if you take 2, which is chicken sternum, and you take it in a complete raw native form, undenatured, that is too large of a molecule. You're looking at 300,000 Daltons. That's huge. It's too large. You just cannot assimilate it. So you have to have the innovative technology, which has existed for 30 years now, and you basically lower it, but at a very low weight. You don't want it over 100 degrees because then you destroy the efficacy of the glucosamine, chondroitin, and hyaluronic acid. So basically you are taking it from a larger molecule. In our case, we took it down to 20,000 Daltons. If you take it any lower than that, then you'll destroy those sugar aminos that I just discussed because they're very delicate, and a sugar amino is not meant to be, cooked at a very high rate. Does that make sense as far as simulation?
Yeah.
Right. So, as a matter of fact, the collagen that we have actually assimilates via tongue and stomach. It doesn't even have to go large and small intestine. It'll get in the bloodstream via tongue and stomach. That's another reason why we like it on an empty stomach, so there's no interference.
Wow.
It's bioavailable.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, it's pretty cool. What do you think the most misunderstood thing about TendoGuard is?
I don't really get that feedback because I specifically sell to doctors. So they've seen the science. I mean, the science on collagen has been around for 50 years as far as, you know, clinicals, human studies.
Right.
It certainly goes way back to 8,000 years ago. I mean, you know, it was just a structure of many things built. So as far as individuals, I don't really deal on the retail end, so I don't get a lot of the complaints or
right.
the questions. So I don't think it's really misunderstood. I think what is misunderstood is, you know, what is the difference between all of the collagens? And, you know, why are consumers questioning, you know, what is collagen 1 and 3? What is gelatin? What is a peptide? That would be probably more of the questions that I get.
And so,
the collagen 1, by the way, in the eggshell membrane, it's in there naturally.
Right.
So collagen 1, if that's the synthesis for the entire fibril makeup structurally, then, you know, therefore collagen 1 and 3 goes hand in hand with it because they work in synergy.
Interesting. We have a special going right now for those of you listening to the show. If you go to superhumanradio.com, there's a banner ad for TendoGuard. You can save 15% off your order today if you use the coupon code TendoGuard, T-E-N-D-O-G-U-A-R-D. Get some yourself. You know, and this can be used in conjunction with your glucosamine and chondroitin supplement. It's not like you have to pick or choose. They actually enhance each other's ability to work.
Yeah, you know, the only difference between the two is you got one that's, you know, made out of a different source, usually shellfish or what have you, or something really synthetic. But most of it is, you know, comes from the shellfish. And then with the collagen, it just happens to genetically just be in there. So it's considered the purest food, actually a pharmaceutical food grade, because it's in there naturally. It's not something we can break up. All we can do is say, okay, 80% is the protein building blocks, which you need for connective tissue. And then you've got your sugar aminos, which obviously help with pain management and so much more. I mean, I could go into cardiovascular and pulmonary. I mean, the collagen itself is, you know, far more than just the ligament and tendon and bone matrix that we've been talking about.
Right, right. And don't...
Right,
and
but certainly take your glucosamine and your chondroitin. You know, somebody's got a really good brand that they like.
We have a sponsor that has a great product. It has five patents, and we take it. I know a lot of people in the audience take it. I don't want them to think that
you have
to make a switcheroo. These work together. They work hand in hand.
They work hand in hand, and there's a lot of research, you know, pertaining to glucosamine and chondroitin. It's part of the, you know, genetic makeup of healing the body. So absolutely continue taking it, just for, you know, optimum, use the two together, or, you know, just decide what works for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Good stuff. Very, very good stuff. So there you go. I want to thank you for coming back on and answering some of those questions, Anne-Marie.
Oh, you're welcome. And you've still been taking 4 and 4?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
I'll give you a call next week. Yeah, I got the green light to start training my tricep. Today was the first day I actually went into the gym, and it was just cardio today. So I went into the gym and I did some rehab work, and I just did the pulley pushdowns in a neutral grip, and I just used 20 pounds. And so the interesting thing about my tricep is that from being immobilized for so long and not using it for so long, it cramps up very easily. I have a feeling, I suspect, that there are electrolyte imbalances in the muscle from not being used. So once the sodium and magnesium, potassium and calcium reestablish in the muscle, that cramping will go away. But the muscle is just as strong as it was before. That's the interesting thing about it. But yeah, I'm using
right.
it. I'm taking that. I'm using bone broth. I'm taking my glucosamine and chondroitin product. I'm doing everything I can because, you know what? I got to stack the odds in my favor. I'm 58
yeah.
years old.
Now you are drinking plenty of water, right?
Oh yeah,
that's
I drink a gallon of water a day.
All right, because you're actually half your body weight in ounces is what you need, and obviously more when you're working out. So just take your body weight, divide it in half, and that's the ounces of water that you need. So maybe some of the cramping is coming from that as well.
Yeah,
No, yeah. it's just from the immobilization of the muscle. It really is. That's all it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Enjoyed speaking with you and your audience. And why don't we touch base next week, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Thanks a lot, Anne-Marie.
Okay. Very good. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. So there you have it. That's today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm off the air tomorrow because I'm traveling to Montana. I'm going to Montana to become a dental floss king. If you're old enough, you know that line. It's a lyric from a song. And then we will do our show, Casual Friday, from Montana. We've got lots of good things to talk about. Hope you can tune in live. If you can't, always download the podcast. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you Friday.